Let's turn to God in prayer once again. Holy and merciful God, as we turn to the scriptures, we pray to be open to how they speak to us, what they reveal to us about who you are and who you call us to be. So gracious and loving God, we lift up all these prayers to your Son's name. Amen. So today we continue our series on the New Testament book of James. Many scholars think that James, the brother of Jesus, wrote the main part of this book, and then it was added to later so that it could be sent out to some other groups as well. Previously, we've read in this letter about how we are to be quick to listen and slow to speak, about not just being listeners of the word, but also doers of the word, and about not showing preference to folks based on their wealth or their power. Today we're going to move into the third chapter of James, and the first part of this scripture, for those of us who are teachers, are going to very much connect with this because it's going to show James's great appreciation for the art of teaching. We're going to focus in on the second part of the scripture, the part that's about what we say to and about one another. So let us hear from James chapter 3. Verses 1 through 12.
Good morning. Not many of you should become teachers, my fellow believers, because you know that we who teach will be judged more strictly. We all stumble in many ways. Anyone who is never at fault in what they say is perfect, able to keep their whole body in check. When we put bits into the mouths of horses to make them obey us, we can turn the whole animal. Or take ships as an example. Although they are so large and driven by strong winds, they are steered by a very small rudder wherever the pilot wants to go. Likewise, the tongue is a small part of the body, but it makes great boasts. Consider what a great forest is set on fire by a small spark. The tongue also is a fire, a world of evil among the parts of the body. It corrupts the whole body, sets the whole course of one's life on fire, and is itself set on fire by hell. All kinds of animals, birds, reptiles, and sea creatures are being tamed and have been tamed by mankind, but no human being can tame the tongue. It is a restless evil, full of deadly poison. With the tongue, we praise our Lord and Father, and with it we curse human beings who have been made in God's likeness. Out of the same mouth comes praise and cursing. My brothers and sisters, this should not be. Can both fresh water and salt water flow from the same spring? My brothers and sisters, can a fig tree bear olives, or a grapevine bear figs? Neither can a salt spring produce fresh water. Word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. So I recently came across an article about 28 things you should never say to a Southerner. Now, having been born and raised in South Carolina, I can appreciate the things on this list. And if you are new to the area, this list can help in your transition. So I narrowed down from that list of 28 down to 10, and then I added one of my own. So, things you should never say to a Southerner. Number one, you really shouldn't fry that. Number two, I'm having a barbecue. No, here in the South, we eat barbecue, we have a cookout, and we grill burgers and hot dogs. Number three, Sorry, but we only serve unsweet tea. Number four, never say to a Southerner, particularly at this time of the year, real football is played in the Big Ten. Number five, it's just a little snow. The kids will be fine to go to school. Number six, and I learned this lesson the hard way. Don't ever say, I'll put your cast iron skillet in the dishwasher. Number seven, shouldn't you be using a recipe? Number eight, I'm glad Lydia Bolton is here. What's the big deal about Duke's mayonnaise? We eat Hellman's around here. A few months ago, I looked in my refrigerator and there was this little thing of Hellman's mayonnaise on the top shelf. I was like, what the heck is that? Well, it seems our son James was being rebellious, and so he went out and got a little thing of Hellman's mayonnaise and stuck it onto the top shelf. And I'm picking on Lydia because she had an outing in her house, and so when I went in to eat, there was Hellman's mayonnaise there in the squeeze bottle, but she made sure to quickly pull out the Duke's out of the refrigerator. Number nine, what do you not say to a Southerner? What's with all the monograms on everything? Number 10 from this list, calling me ma'am or sir makes me feel old. We're taught that's a sign of respect. And number 11, I've added because Mary Catherine is here today, my daughter. Number 10, what do you not say to a Southerner? Why did you just wave at that stranger? She was on a trip with some college students several months ago, or I guess over a year ago, and they saw someone in passing, and Mary Catherine waved at them, and the other students with her who were from northern colleges looked at her and said, why did you wave at that total stranger? James says in the book that we just read that no one can tame the tongue because it is a restless evil full of deadly poison. Wow, James, that's some pretty harsh words. It's almost as if he was around some people saying some pretty harsh things about one another. James goes on to say that we can use our words to both bless God and to curse those made in the image of God. From the same mouth comes blessing and cursing. Now, let's stay away from seeing cursing as saying cuss words like damn it or something similar. What James is talking about are the things that we say about one another. James reminds us that the person that we are talking about or tweeting about or texting about or emailing about is made in the image of God. That person we're cutting down is made in the image of God. So think about the words that you have shared today and this week. If you charted the words that you have shared or texted, what percentage of those words would fall in the blessing category? How many times today and this week did you say things about another person that would fall into the category of a blessing? How many times did we say thank you to another? How many times did we give a compliment to another? How many times did we brag on a person to someone else? How many cards or communications did we send to other people this week? And what was the reaction and the result of those actions? When we do any of this, then we are using our tongue and our fingers for a blessing to a person made in the image of God. Now compare our blessing amount to our cursing amount. How many times did we complain about somebody else this week? How many times did we talk about someone negatively behind their back? How many times did we use our fingers to say something demeaning about somebody with a text or tweet or an email? And what was the reaction and what was the result of what we had did? When we do any of this, then we are using our tongue and our fingers as a curse upon a person made in the image of God. Now, I will admit to all of you this week that I have used my tongue and my fingers as a blessing and as a curse. I'm not sure what my quotient is of blessing the curse, but I do know this. When I have used my words to curse another, I found my body tense. I found myself angry and self-absorbed, and I found myself saying things that is all about me. I didn't like the way that that made me feel about the other or about myself. But I also know how I felt when my words were a blessing to someone else. I found myself laughing, and I found my body relaxed. And I liked the way that the blessing made me feel about the other and about myself. Today we are invited to a table of blessing. It's not a table of cursing. And at this table we can confess that we have at times this week said and wrote things that were harmful to a person who is made in the image of God. But we can all give thanks to God and ask God for forgiveness to make all things new. Because taking in these elements is a reminder of that forgiveness from God. God does not condemn us for the ways that we have been hurtful to one another. Instead, God through Christ forgives us. Being forgiven, we can recommit ourselves to being a blessing to people made in the image of God. Today, we are invited to the table, invited to be blessed so that we can be a blessing. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, amen and amen. Let us bow our heads in prayer. Holy God, we hear some pretty harsh words from James about the things we say and do. So, dear Lord, we pray that you give us strength to be blessings in the lives that we come in contact with, and so that our words are a blessing to you and to those made in your image. We ask all these prayers in your Son's name. Amen.